Good evening. So the day when people have the hardest time figuring out what to eat somehow becomes Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, everyone's in a panic. What is it? I get multiple text messages about Erev Pesach, about shadows of what foods people can eat because everyone is starving. Everyone's starving. Where does this come from? What are we talking about? Because the Shulchan Aruch writes, Rama actually writes, that there's an Isser, all people have different minhagim, you know, a month before Pesach, or once Rosh Chodesh Nisan comes, not to eat matzah. But on Erev Pesach itself, there is, from the morning of Erev Pesach, there's an actual din, an Isser, to eat matzah. And the Rama writes, Aval matzah sheyotzim baba laila asurim lechol kol yom arba asar. Right, any matzah that you would be yotzeh the mitzvah of matzah with that night, the night of Pesach at the Seder, so you're forbidden to eat that matzah during the day. Why is that? So that a person should come into the Seder, eat the matzah l'te'ovo, and you should be like, geshmak, you haven't had matzah in a long time, and you're ready to eat it and enjoy it. So it's a derabbanan. So the question becomes, so all of a sudden now, when this shaila comes up, so what about all the different types of matzah cakes and cookies and things that people eat on Pesach? Can you not eat those also, right? So anything made out of potato starch or things like that, no grain ingredients at all, so that's totally fine, no shaila. So what about things that are made out of matzah meal? Things that are made out of matzah meal. So matzah meal cakes and matzah meal crackers and things like that. So I guess for those of us who eat kibrachs. So what do you do about that? So the Shulchan Aruch actually talks about that. And the Rama writes that if you took matzah shenafa ketikna, if you took matzah that was originally baked the right way, and then v'achakach nispara, and then you ground it into tiny little pieces. Okay, we didn't make it in Neneshevitz, didn't make this up. This is already in time in Shulchan Aruch. And you take the matzah and you grind it up into tiny little pieces. Vinilosha, b'yayin v'shemen, you mix it up with wine or with oil, with other juices, whatever. And then you bake it. Ein nikres matzah shira v'asur la'achla b'erev Pesach. That you can't eat on Erev Pesach either. Why? Because technically, a person could, b'di'eved, be yotze the mitzvah. If you had no other matzah, you technically could be yotze the mitzvah matzah with such a thing. So matzah meal things made out of matzah meal, a person really should avoid, should not eat an Erev Pesach, because it still falls in the same category of the type of matzah that technically a person could fulfill the mitzvah with. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, that's true as long as it's only been baked. But once it has been boiled, what happens? Now it's fine. Why? Because matzah that's been boiled is no longer considered matzah. And therefore, so for example, if a person is really, you know, dying for a kanelo on a matzah ball, on Erev Pesach, that's actually mutter. That's something you're allowed to do. We always have a shalat Erev Pesach that comes out on Shabbos. And all of a sudden, also, the whole world now has to eat shalat shittis, right? Which is great, right? But everyone's super machmed on shalat. What do you eat for shalat shittis? So one of the things you can eat is you eat kanelo. You can eat matzah ball. Because a matzah ball, you cannot fulfill the mitzvah of matzah with, and that's why it's permissible to eat such a thing on Erev Pesach. One of the other questions that people ask, what about egg matzah? So egg matzah also becomes more of a big shayla when it comes to, we always talk Erev Pesach, you know, that comes out on Shabbat, same thing. Can you have egg matzah for shalat shittis? So, and would it be the same shayla though, can I eat egg matzah in general on Erev Pesach? So this is the minhag always, you know, for a long time was like Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Moshe felt that egg matzah, a person should not, even though you can't fulfill the mitzvah with egg matzah we don't eat on Pesach, unless people are sick, etc. Typically we Ashkenazim, we do not eat egg matzah on Pesach. There's a concern, maybe it's chametz, so we don't eat egg matzah. However, Rav Shechter says that's not true. Rav Shechter writes, we don't eat on Pesach, but Erev Pesach, it should be no different than an item that you can't fulfill the mitzvah with. And therefore, Rav Shechter thought you could use it on Erev Pesach, and he would use it actually, for Shalat Shittis. But so, people want to lie on Rav Shechter, that's fine. The typical minhag, I think, it's not that way. But the bottom line is, if you run out of cheese sticks and yogurts and all kinds of things to eat on Erev Pesach, then you whatever other thing, you egg kechel, whatever it is you like to eat on Erev Pesach. So I would stay away from things made of matzah meal. However, anything made of things that are boiled matzah, like kenelach, that's certainly is permissible to eat on Erev Pesach.